Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we just thank you that we can gather in your name, and Lord, we do pray that you would open our eyes and our ears to you as you speak to us through your word, and as we look at another psalm today, Lord. May we be obedient and receptive to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, I thought since we're entering into, you know what I really like about the second coming is the first coming, because without the first coming, we wouldn't have a second coming. We'll celebrate the first coming, but by comparison to the second coming, it's first, but it's not the best. The best is coming. I thought we would just skip ahead a little bit to Psalm 96, 97, and 98. Three psalms of praise and worship and singing, and sometimes referred to as Christmas psalms, although primarily they're much more emphasizing his second coming than the first, because the second coming is eternal. The first coming is just for a season, right? And he had to come. He had to pay the price for my sin and your sin. I mean, that's so, so critically important. But as far as the eternal aspects of it, him reigning, and the government on his shoulders and all those great promises we have, that hasn't happened with the first coming. It won't happen until the second coming, right? But let's begin by just singing one of the Christmas carols, which is about the angels singing. And we will be talking in the Psalm 96 today about singing. And so it's good to sing to the Lord. It's good to worship the Lord. We are to worship him in the beauty of his holiness. And so as we sing the familiar carol here, may we listen to the words, glory to the newborn king, hark the herald, the angels sing, peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Well, unfortunately, we don't have peace on earth yet, so we didn't get through the first stanza without going to the second coming, right? But we sing it now because he is coming. Join the triumph of the skies with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Well, that's the first coming. Hark the herald, angels sing, glory to the newborn king, first coming. Hail the heaven-born prince of peace. Really, the second coming. Hail the Son of Righteousness, both. Light and life to all he brings, both. Risen with healing in his wings. Mildly lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die, first coming. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. So there's a lot of the first coming in the second stanza here, or in this second stanza that we're going to sing today. So let's join in and sing the Nat King Cole, or if you want to just listen, that's fine too.
Hail angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Hail the heavenborn prince of peace, hail the son of righteousness.
Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
All right. So today, Psalm 96 is really very definitely more second coming, because it's a song of praise to God coming in judgment. And the judgment will be at the end of the second coming, and between now and then to a degree, but certainly the Great White Throne Judgment is at the end of the Second Coming. But in the meantime, we're to praise and we're to worship the Lord, right? Because He's already come in our hearts. So we begin this song, this psalm, with three commands here. Sing, sing, sing. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord. So verse 1 says, O sing to the Lord a new song. What is the new song? Well, His mercies are new every morning. We have a new song, really, because of His great love, which never fails. We pray, give us, O Lord, this day our daily bread. Every day He gives us. Every day is a new gift from Him, really. Not in that the gift of salvation is new and He has to be crucified every day. I don't mean that. But He is continually to give to us, and we need to be singing to Him. And we need to be singing the new song. Old songs of the old covenant, good. But we're really looking forward here to His coming. The new song of the Messiah. Sing to the Lord all the earth. And of course that is very non-Jewish, because the Jews were looking to Israel, right? But this is all the earth. Through Abraham's seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed through the Messiah. And then sing to the Lord, bless His name. We are to bless His name, are we not? Isn't that why we are here? To bless Him. We worship Him to bless Him, not to get blessed ourselves. Far too often we have the picture all messed up. It's all about us and not about Him. I don't like the worship songs. They're too loud. I mean, that's quoting me primarily. But I don't like the worship songs. I don't like the band. I don't like this. I don't like the messenger. I don't like this. Well, that's not the point. We worship the Lord because of worshiping Him and blessing Him, not because of what our main purpose is, to be to bless Him, not to get ourselves blessed, right? So we read here, sing to the Lord, bless His name. And then proclaim, herald, proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples. So that's just the Great Commission there. That's the commission to all of us, to be proclaiming the good news of His salvation day to day, right? To declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. And I was just thinking, when we worship the Lord in the body of Christ, there's something very profound that happens. It's prophetic to a degree, but when we worship the Lord, we reap the benefits of Him responding to us, but it's just such a beautiful thing. And when you walk into a group of people worshiping the Lord, that is more powerful than almost anything else on earth. You can have people coming into a group worshiping God who do not understand one word of whatever they're worshiping in. Let's say they come into our group, which is speaking in English. They can come into our group without understanding one word of English and be more impacted than any other thing probably that they can do. And Hollywood can spend millions and billions of dollars on an experience, but they can't create what God creates in His people worshiping Him. I think we have worship leaders and worship bands, which are great, and their responsibility is to play a song. But our responsibility is to worship Him. And if an unbeliever walks into a group and half of the people are quiet and just sitting there, and the other half are, you know, going all over the place, it's kind of confusing to that unbeliever, you know, who is this God? Half the people aren't even bothering to worship to Him. I don't think I'm interested in that God. But when they see the body together just worshiping God, that is an experience you can't find anywhere else. You can't find it in Islam. You can't find it in Buddha. You can't find it in Hindu. You can't find it in any other religious systems. There isn't that worship of joy and life and responsiveness from God that you get from worshiping the one true God, right? I don't know if you've ever watched a group of Muslims worshiping or not, But there's nothing joyful about that. It's just duty, and it's grim, and it's tough. In fact, the whole life of a Muslim is that way. No joy, just grim and tough, right? Hatred. But those children of His worshiping Him, something happens when we worship Him, and He responds to us. So that is what's happening in here in declaring His glory among the nations, of His great love for us and His wonders. And one of the greatest wonders of all is the being born again, is it not? Isn't that the greatest wonder, I think, of all wonders? And then He gives us some reasons here to sing, sing, sing. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Is that your Lord? Is the Lord you serve great and greatly to be praised? I don't know. I've got a pretty bad hand dealt to me. I'll tell you, you don't know how tough it is for me. Everything about my life is a mess. I thought you were saved. Well, yeah, I am. But, you know, this is such a mess here. I don't know. No, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all God. I think that's a good prayer to pray for the world leaders, to pray for those on Capitol Hill right now who are just so lost, and they need the fear of God, don't they? We all do, but they really do. I'm talking they, meaning the unbeliever, and they're not fearful of God, and so they're just running amok, really. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the little gods of the peoples are idols, or we could say are literally worthless, because any idol is worthless. But back to creation again, the Lord Yahweh made the heavens. We want to bless the Creator of all things, including ourselves. He made the heavens, and then notice this, honor and majesty are before Him, strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. You know, in the Old Testament, the worship of the Lord kind of began typically in the outer court, and then they'd move on into the inner court, and then they would see the tabernacle, or later on they would see the temple. But the closer they got, the more the beauty would stand out. Like with the tabernacle, from a distance you couldn't see the intricacies of the curtains and of the weavings and really the colors, but as you get closer to that, you would see the beauty of the reds and the beauty of the blues and the beauty of the gold. And in the temple, of course, when you got to, the closer you got to the Holy of Holies, the more and more gold you would see. You're seeing that honor and majesty. You're seeing His glory shine at times. And you're seeing His strength and beauty. And that's where He is. His strength and beauty is in His temple, in His sanctuary. And we want to honor that and worship Him. And so after three commands to sing, now we have three commands to give. So it was sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord. Now in verse 7, 8, and 9, it's give to the Lord, give to the Lord, give to the Lord. So the first is, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory. Do His name. How far do you have to get in the model prayer that Jesus gave us before you come to honoring His name? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Right at the top, isn't it? We want to worship Him. We want to give the glory due His name. We want to bring an offering and come into His courts. What are you offering the Lord today? Often we think of offerings in terms of money, which is an offering. But I think probably time, our time, is probably more valuable than our money in terms of that. And our heart, where is our heart? Are we offering our heart to Him? But bring an offering and come into the court. Oh, worship, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I think the church needs to be careful not to manipulate worship into thinking that if we really worship the Lord beautifully, He'll really bless us. And in fact, there are some church services that are held where it's a blessing service, not to bless him, but to bless the people. They come and they get all up in a frenzy, I guess, or whatever. I haven't been to one of those, but they want the Lord to bless them, right? So I want to manipulate you, Lord, by blessing you, and then you'll bless me. No, we want to bless him. We want to worship him in the beauty of his holiness. And then we want to tremble before him, all the earth. I don't think we can really have a clear understanding of sin without fearing him. If we don't fear God, why would we fear sin? Why would we think sin is so bad? We might logically know that, yeah, it's not good for us, but we want to be worshiping him and trembling before him, all the earth, not just Israel, all the earth. Then, verse 10, back to the Great Commission again to a degree. Say among the nations, that's the whole world, say among the world, the Lord reigns. And again, we're looking forward to the millennial reign. He's not reigning yet. He's reigning in the hearts of believers, but he's not reigning in this world yet, but he will. The world is also established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Judgment is coming. But what a judgment that's going to be, because it's going to be a judgment based on righteousness and truth. And we can never see that under man, because there's no men that are always righteous and truthful. And then he closes it out here with let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all it that is in us. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming. Second coming. He is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. What a God we serve. What a God we have. Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your majesty and your honor. We thank you for the beauty of your holiness, Lord. And thank you for allowing us to pray to you, Lord. And so as we pray this morning, Lord, may we respond to your lead, Holy Spirit, as only you know, and can direct our prayers in the best way. So lead us now as we pray in Jesus' name.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope our weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. True us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices, oh night divine, oh night when Christ was born, oh night.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your Son. Lord, as in the Old Testament, the people would see more and more of your beauty as they drew closer and closer to the tabernacle, to the temple. But now, Lord, it is your Son, our Lord Jesus, who will tabernacle among us. And the beauty of you, Jesus, surpasses all and anything that could ever be built or constructed here. And as we get closer to you and see your beauty and see your wonder and see your glory and see your majesty, may our hearts just respond as you would have us to respond. We need to worship, Lord. We need to give you glory, and we want to do that. Bless each one because they came this morning, Lord, and may we be in prayer today for the things that have been mentioned here and other things that you would put in our hearts. May we be a proclaimer, Lord, of the good news. May we be a proclaimer of sing, 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 sing to the Lord a new song. And may we give glory and honor. Give to you, Lord, out of just the joy and the abundance of what you've given us. May we give back, Lord, with thankfulness and thanksgiving. So we love you, Lord. We praise you. May you be blessed and honored. In Jesus' name, amen.